You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Archives New Zealand and the National Library announced last week plans to cut 30 roles within the organisations. The two organisations are responsible for the preservation and retrieval of both historical and legal records in Aotearoa. The National Library also assists libraries and schools across the country in initiatives to boost children's engagement with literacy and reading. To discuss the impact of the layoffs and what they say about the government's broader approach to the situation, I spoke to National Secretary of the Public Service Association, Fleur Fitzsimons. We've seen announcements about job cuts at Archives NZ and the National Library. Before we get into the impact, what's the scope of these cuts and how do they compare to the government's broader cuts across the public sector?
We are really worried about the proposed cuts at Archives New Zealand and the National Library. The plan announced to staff could result in 30 roles going. Those roles include librarians, curators, archivists, advisors, and other experienced specialised staff. These are people that undertake the work maintaining New Zealand's historical records, which have been collected by government agencies dating back from 1840. So it's very important work.
And if we're thinking about the risks of laying these people off, I mean, what kind of things could be affected, what kind of processes, and what might that do, I guess, to the future of Archives NZ?
Well, these people are critical to preserving archives and also to looking after our National Library. They look after priceless historical records of Aotearoa New Zealand. People who look into the stories of the past, who look into information about court records or citizenship files, police records, prison records, they're all people that use Archives New Zealand. But it goes much further than that. They also look after artworks and films and maps, mental health and welfare records. This is a wide range of really important archives about the history of New Zealand that are at risk because the government is requiring that up to 30 roles in this important area are lost.
Yeah, and why might the government be requiring that? What, I guess, do these layoffs say about the government's priorities in relation to Archives NZ and the larger budget?
I think there's a few things. First of all, this government, prior to the election, said there will be no cut to frontline services. That is a promise that has been broken time and again. Here's another example of where that promise has been broken. These archivists, curators and librarians are at the front line. They deal with queries from members of the public directly themselves. And what we're really seeing is this government rushing to make more cuts to fund tax cuts and to fund the tax windfall that it put in place for landlords. And what we're seeing is valuable services like our archives, our National Library, being downgraded because this government has made a choice to put the interests of landlords and the interests of tobacco companies ahead of people who rely on public services, public records, and people who do that important work.
And if we're looking, I guess, to the future, could we see damage from these layoffs, I guess, to the service and also to the ability to, I guess, retrieve these archives later on? Perhaps they might be damaged or what's the impact going to look like there?
That's right. There will be an impact. With fewer staff, the public will face delays in accessing information. Backlogs will grow. And the vital work that goes on in making sure these records are preserved and accessible will be impacted. There are often time-sensitive requests that are made here for legal or civil processes. For example, if someone needs to access their divorce record from archives to prove marital status, it could delay that. It could also see delays in applications for pensions and impact remarrying or the processing of wills. There's a lot of impacts that are likely to occur as a result of these cuts. But it's also in relation to literacy rates. This government spoke a big game about lifting literacy rates, but again, these cuts are undermining the government's own policy. We know that they've reduced librarians and reading services in schools for the National Library, for example. They do really important work in liaising with teachers and sourcing material so that students can improve their literacy. But this government's cut them as well.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
really that, you know, our memories as a nation are precious. They should be cherished. The people that look after them are passionate, committed experts in this area, and it's a real loss not only to Archives New Zealand and the National Library, but to Aotearoa New Zealand.
That was National Secretary of the Public Service Association, Fleur Fitzsimons, speaking to me about layoffs in Archives NZ and the National Library.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.